When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Now, a Media Minute with Megan Lynch.
2,500 local newspapers in the United States have shut down their presses since 2005. Some have been replaced by so-called pink slime publications, a reference to the meat byproduct sometimes added to beef. What may appear to be news articles can often contain political, emotionally charged language. Dara Warland is with the News Literacy Project.
It's designed to look like a local news publication, but what it ultimately is a partisan news outlet ultimately, so that, you know, any viewer who's, or, you know, reader who's consuming it is ultimately being brought into the partisan world of the publication.
Who's funding these digital publications? Critics say it's often major political donors, candidates, or political action committees, and that could have an influence on the content you read. We explore misinformation and disinformation in the midterm elections in the latest episode of What the Media. Find it wherever you subscribe to your favorite podcast.
Now, a Media Minute with Megan Lynch.
Americans from across the political spectrum say misinformation increases extreme political beliefs and hate crimes. The survey from the Pearson Institute and the Associated Press Nork Center for Public Affairs finds that about 3/4 of adult Americans believe misinformation is leading to more extreme political views, as well as violence based on race, gender, or religion. Overall, 91% say misinformation is a problem. The survey also finds that Americans are adopting habits to prevent the spread of misleading information. More than 3/4 say they've decided not to repost something on social media because they think it might be misinformation. We're helping you be savvy consumers of media messages this midterm election cycle. Check out the latest episodes of What the Media wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now, a Media Minute with Megan Lynch.
When we search for election information online, are we getting a complete result? The News Literacy Project's Dara Warland says no.
You know, when I do a search on Google and you do a search on Google, we're getting very different results because of every single act that we do on our search engines, you know, is ultimately predetermining the very next search that we do. And we're becoming increasingly siloed in our own little world that's being tailored to us. And, you know, that's great for advertisers. It's great for ultimately, you know, tailoring our world to what we like, but it's not exposing us to the broader world of information out there that might serve us ultimately.
Here are some easy tips to burst the search filter bubble. Search in private browsing mode. Delete and disable your search history. Clear browser cookies and site data. Spoof your location or try other browsers that offer more privacy. The Media Minute is part of the KMOX Media Literacy Project, helping you navigate your digital world.
Now, a Media Minute with Megan Lynch.
Why do broadcasters air campaign ads that may contain false or misleading information? If it's a federal candidate, under the Communications Act of 1934, radio and TV stations have no choice. Sandy Davidson is an attorney and professor emeritus at the University of Missouri.
Let's say that we've got a federal candidate, so you know that you have to broadcast the ad. You preview the ad and you think it is dreadful. In fact, you think it is libelous. You hold your nose and you air the ad. You cannot edit the ad. You cannot time shift the ad.
Four legally qualified state or local candidates all have to be treated equally and given the lowest rates. Ads from political action committees can be handled differently. Davidson tells the What the Media podcast, broadcasters can ask for proof of valid information because they can be held accountable for libel. If stations don't comply with election rules, they risk penalties from the Federal Communications Commission. You can learn more about election rules for broadcasters in the latest episode of What the Media. Find it wherever you subscribe to your favorite podcasts.
Now, a Media Minute with Megan Lynch.
A media watchdog says Latino voters are being targeted by disinformation campaigns. Dara Warland is with the News Literacy Project.
One thing we see is videos in English with Spanish captions that may not be accurate. So, you know, you may have candidates who are, or, you know, even President Biden saying something in the video that's being captioned completely opposite of what he's saying.
Warland tells the What the Media podcast there aren't many Spanish language outlets to act as fact checkers and get accurate information to Latino voters. Check out our latest episodes looking at the media and midterm elections wherever you subscribe to your favorite podcasts.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.